blessings of love and respect we offer to all, in times past and present, who have opened the doors of wisdom, reuniting all beings with their intrinsic purity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. The recitation of this rosary ever expands the awakening of faith in the three jewels, Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. Bodhi, Saranam, Gacchami, Dutyampi, Tatyampi, Savaha. I turn to the perfect nature of truth for guidance. Again and yet again, may it be so. Dharma, Saranam, Gacchami, Dutyampi, Tatyampi, Savaha. I turn to the teachings for guidance. Again and yet again, may it be so. Sangam, Saranam, Gacchami, Dutyampi, Tatyampi, Savaha. I turn to the holy order for guidance. Again and yet again, may it be so. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Dukkha, the noble truth of suffering. Dukkha Samudaya, the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha, the noble truth of the extinction of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Patipada, the noble truth of the path that leads to the extinction of suffering. So long as these four noble truths are not understood, we shall wander in sorrow and ignorance. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. All formations are transient, anicca. All formations are subject to suffering, dukkha. All things are without a self, anatta. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Namo Prajna Paramita Hridaya, homage to the wisdom in the heart. Form is not different from emptiness. Emptiness is not different from form. This is the teaching of our spiritual ancestors, Gautama Buddha, and all the great teachers who have transmitted the Dharma to this holy day. Blessed is the knowledge of emptiness. Homage to the devotees of this and all paths of self-purification. May all find simplicity, the joyous and practical guide. The Dharma, being the contents of enlightenment, in which there is no bondage and no suffering, offers freedom from the cankers of ignorance and fear. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Sangha is the holy order of spiritual ancestors, monks, priests, and all those who follow and practice this path. Homage to the Sangha. Homage to all who are approaching this holy path. Homage to all who follow and establish this holy path. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. By compassionate comprehension that dissipates delusion, by compassionate aspiration that harms no one, by compassionate speech that makes for clarity, by compassionate self-discipline that brings no regret, by compassionate livelihood that brings no discredit, by compassionate endeavor that results in goodness, by compassionate mindfulness that roots this path, by compassionate awareness that leads to nirvana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these three pure precepts. The precept of restraint and religious observances, the precept of obedience to all good laws, the precept to benefit all sentient beings. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these 10 great prohibited precepts. Not to lead a harmful life, nor to encourage others to do so. Not to take that which is not given. Not to commit or participate in unchaste conduct. Not to tell lies nor practice believing the fantasies of authority. Not to use intoxicating drinks or narcotics, nor assist others to do so. Not to publish other people's faults. Not to extol oneself and slander others. Not to be avaricious in bestowal of the teachings. Not to be angry. Not to speak ill of this religion or any other. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. In the practice of loving kindness, in the practice of pure attention, in the practice of ever-expanding faith, in the practice of constant devotion, in the practice of inquiry through correct dhyana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. O happy blessed day, O happy blessed place, O happy blessed time, O happy blessed path, O happy blessed opportunity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Here, in humble submission, in order to experience this most perfect now, I deeply vow and sacrifice all thoughts, all tensions, all pressures, and desires. I am born of karma. I am heir to karma. I abide in karma, and I am supported by karma. Whatever I do creates karma, and I shall surely experience this karma. The merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings. Dutyambi tatyambi sabha. Again and yet again may it be so. Willingness is the name of the key to the gate of awakening. For even to awaken from deep sleep and face the new day, there must be the willingness to do it. Here in my hand is the opportunity, and the way is clear beyond the gate of thought and desire. There is no self and other, as the awareness of pure, undisturbed consciousness slips into all consciousness. we are here to end suffering. If ending suffering is more important than anything, we will end suffering. If ending suffering is not more important than anything, we will not end suffering. If I am suffering, it is because I am choosing something over ending suffering. We are not here to create and cling to beliefs. We are here to pay attention. We are here to use everything in our experience to see how we cause ourselves to suffer, so we can drop that and end suffering.
Kind of It tells me I am. I think perhaps not.
So yeah, trying to live up that to that standard of doing things all the time and as quickly as possible. Wow, there's a whole lot of room for procrastination there. This unmeetable standard that, yeah.
I've seen the part, and I've talked about it before, that I see the belief that I should do things as fast as I can. And I can start believing that and start getting better and just doing things really. And I've also had the awareness that if there were someone up in the corner of the room watching me, it wouldn't look like I was working as fast as I could. But inside, I'm working really fast. Mm-hmm. But having seen part of it all day long, and as fast as you can, and that's what makes you the right person. And I haven't seen it until this morning. Mm-hmm. What a standard that is, and how not meeting that. Sets me up for being labeled. Yeah. Procrastinator is just one of the things I get labeled.
Wow. So just seeing that missing, you've been investigating how procrastination happens, and just seeing that missing piece this morning, that one of the ways it happens, or that maybe it doesn't happen. Maybe it's just maybe another one of those.
Maybe no more than anybody else.
No more than anybody else. One of those beliefs that, you know, that just is bought into because of this unconscious striving to meet the standard that until now you didn't even see.
Yeah.
It just go all day long. Hmm. And given the blog of opposites, maybe something else to look at.
Even the world of opposites.
That
maybe there is the pendulum swings. Oh yeah, that's why I'm looking at it, because that pendulum has swung. Uh-huh. Since we got the latest book out the door, that pendulum has swung. That is exactly, thank you for that. That is exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's some people, whenever there's an opportunity to another space, they accomplish something in it. Like the house is always clean, things are get broken, they get fixed right away. Mm-hmm. There's always these projects that are going on. I just popped in, this friend of my brother's who I met one time. I was just amazed. We went over to his house and, he's... it's his weekend or whatever, and he spent the entire weekend refinishing this cabinet thing, and I would never do that unless I had to, and it's just amazing, and it's been like that my whole life. I've always, like in school, I actually did fine, in terms of grades and stuff, because I didn't find it to be all that difficult. But I didn't do any more than was required. Uh-huh. And same, when I went to college, I was the same way. And it's always been like that. I've just kind of done what's required, and then, that's kind of it.
Would you say a little bit more about what's required? I mean, never doing any more than what's required by some external...
Well, that's the thing I'm not sure about. What I'm really looking at is it gets applied to practice. Uh-huh. And I feel like... I do what's required. I mean, there's, in terms of the work that we do here, that happens for sure. And I've been really working on that, because because you know I want to make as much of a contribution as I can make, and it feels like sometimes I just kind of stop short from that. But I think it happens just in terms of my practice too. It's like there's a place where it gets that's what's required, and there isn't like a passion to just go beyond and just go, you know, just reach for the next thing. Mm-hmm. And it just there never has been with any content, with a couple exceptions. Mm-hmm.
So there's some standard that's set up, some requirement that's set up, and that you find yourself meeting that requirement and never quite pushing beyond what each situation requires. And exploring that to see. Yeah.
Say again?
Exploring beyond that requirement. It sounds like, you know, there's just somebody just stops at the requirement.
Yeah.
And never inquires or, you know, looks at it with like what more would be possible.
Yeah, and I really don't, you know, I'm completely in a place of I don't know with it. Mm-hmm. You know, like you know, we had a little time this morning, discretionary time, and there was this thing that happened at my hermitage that caused this huge mess that I had to clean up. And I hadn't, but there wasn't time to do it during the course of the week. And, you know, it's a pretty big project. So, you know, I mean, I got up this morning and very happily and willingly and eagerly, I completely enjoyed it. I took care of it all. So anything like that, I mean, no problem. I mean, it's not like I resist it. I like it. I like working. But then, but while I'm doing that, I know this, you know, this place is, it really needs to be deep cleaned. That's what it really needs. But it's that kind of thing that you're just, boy, I mean, the chance of that happening.
Would you say that that whatever happened in the Hermitage, I mean, actually that kind of fell into the requirement.
It's required.
I mean,
if I'm going to sleep there, I got to clean this place up.
But the deep cleaning,
it's not really
so cool. Maybe, yeah.
I mean, and I was looking at, like, if I lived in a house with another person, then that would be required. Mm-hmm. And so I think I would do that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, like that. Mm-hmm. But, part of me goes, God, it's just the Constitution that I was born with. And that's completely okay. I don't actually have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. But then I get feedback that I'm not giving it my all. And there's a lot more that's possible and those kind of things. And so then I look at it and say, gosh, well, you know, really, maybe it's just conditioning and I'm allowing myself to get so short all the time.
Yeah. Interesting place to explore. What just arose is that place of, you know, really giving us 100% to whatever it is in front of us. You know, and I don't know if that's the same. If that, you know, falls into this category, but you know, it's that place of practice, or you know, that's what I mean. We're going for is that place of just. I mean, I'm not going for anything, but to just give up 100%, and it seems in that place, giving 100%, and we move beyond just stopping at a requirement.
Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff I've been thinking about, and you know, I just end up in a place of I don't know, because are we giving 100% on the content level?
Yeah.
You know, because what happens, you know, when I'm not doing these other things, mm-hmm. I'm basically just looking around, like looking at the trees.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just kind of enjoying the heat, even. Uh-huh.
And that's 100%.
Well, see, I don't know. But, you know, I keep going back, and so maybe somebody else can get me this obvious for other people what's going on with me, and they can tell me, but I just keep on ending up in a place of I don't know. It's always seemed right. But then again, it's just, I also get this feedback, and I know that it's, in a lot of ways, it's off. And so, yeah. Like this morning, part of what I had to do was this thing. There's this thing on the door to my hermitage that somebody put in years ago. The door is kind of messed up, and there's a place where mice can get in, and they put this board there. and to keep the mice out. And it got, part of the way this thing happened, it got ripped in half. And so there's a piece sticking on there. And it still works. So I was looking at that and I was like, just people like that. It's kind of, you know, it works, kind of interesting to look at. But then I was like, no, I'm actually gonna do this correctly. I'm gonna take, there's several pieces, I'm gonna take them all off, I'm gonna cut some boards, and I'm gonna make it look really nice. And that feels good. You know, so yeah. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking at, and there must be some kind of a middle way in there that I don't see.
But you notice that it does feel good to look at that and to just want to make it the best it can be, or you know, yeah. to take care.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, and I think I mentioned this before. I don't know what grade I was in. It must have been like fourth or fifth grade. I had this English teacher. We had this thing that was called Complete English.
Complete A?
Complete English.
Okay.
We always called it Complete Torture. it was this thing. It was like a workbook to learn how to write correctly or spell. I can't remember what was in it. And the teacher, I can see him in my mind's eye. He's the only one, really. He's a really cool guy. But he would come by, and so you have to write in this book. And he'd come by and he'd initial where you were at the beginning of the period, uh-huh. and then you would work, and then or something like that. So he could see how much you did, and you know, I can remember just getting, well, there's no point, because all that happens is, you know, if I do a lot, then you come by and then I just have to do a lot again. You know, there's, you know, it's that kind of thing. So, anyway, it's just. I'm saying, I'm back to it.
It's interesting to look at. And
yeah,
see.
I have a feeling things will drop in as I am, because it's really up for me right now, because I just got some feedback. And that things will drop in about what I guess the question is, you know, what in it is appropriate, and what in it is just a condition that I need to look for to get past.
Just kind of tease that out. Mm-hmm. See,
or maybe it's all conditioning.
Yeah. Well, I hope you come back to group and let us know.
Okay, well,
if any discovery would be useful for all of us.
Anything happens, I'll let you know.
Thank you. Cameron?
Interesting. I'm looking at something along the lines of how we started our group today. I've been just really enjoying life.
Enjoying life?
Yes, and feeling extremely grateful for so much, and just blessed in so many ways, and feeling kind of like, wow, you know, how did all this happen? You know, it just kind of, at some point, lots of pieces kind of came together, and I just feel like I have a very nice life. So then, recently I've been starting, so what I've been kind of focusing in practice on is, being present moment by moment in my days, as opposed to being present when we're doing an email class and attending to formal kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So just the, you know, moment by moment awareness, and you know, I'm never sure how present I am or not or what, you know. But what's been creeping in, I've noticed recently, is a feeling that I'm just not, to use a phrase I just heard, giving my all to this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not every single moment that I'm attending to my attention. Mm-hmm. And so just over time, in the last few days, I've just sort of been feeling, having that old kind of creepy feeling that I'm not practicing well, you know, that I'm just coasting, that's kind of it, coasting mm-hmm. along in this. You know, nothing is really challenging me to rise to the occasion. And I was sort of starting to sink in, and kind of, you know, I'd be having this feeling, I'd be, gosh, I'm not practicing well enough. And then I kind of got it that, you know, what if that's not true? What if it's just that there is a level of appreciation for life that was not available to me before. And now it's available, and I'm able to be present in appreciation of life. What if that's practice? And I just don't know that that's practice, because what it's always looked to me like would be like slogging through suffering and getting over it, you know? And so that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah. So just looking at that, there just may be a whole new level of appreciation and presence mm-hmm. in moment by moment. And one has to ask, who would be doing a assessment?
Exactly, that is what occurred to me.
Of how, you know, well you're doing practice.
Yeah. Well, and how present I am.
And
it's like, well, who knows that? And who would want to know that? And that's what started me to get suspicious about the whole thing, you know, because it's so natural for, I mean, conditioning knows that I fall for it picking at my practice and making me a lazy practitioner or a bad practitioner or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that's what caught me was that like, well, I don't know from moment by moment how present I am, mm-hmm. but I know that I'm enjoying. Mm-hmm. I must be here in some way, you know.
And it probably is not a voice in our head telling us that we're really present.
Exactly.
Deliver us any useful information.
Yeah. So yeah. I've gotten quite suspicious, and I'm willing to experiment with just not letting that. Do you know what I mean? Just uh-huh. enjoying and being present without having to feel guilty about it.
Yeah. Well, you started it out by just saying that, you know, how much you're enjoying your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it seems like just a number of things have fallen into place mm-hmm. and that, you know, there's just more presence and more, mm-hmm. and so, you know, what is there left to torture Cameron with? Is that
she's not present enough,
right? It could be a little more enjoyable. It could be a little more present.
And what I have gotten to in deciding to focus on moment by moment awareness as the main thing that I'm interested in mm-hmm. working on is that it seems clear that if that is what will help me to be able mm-hmm. to deal when some big practice thing comes mm-hmm. along and I'm just, you know, conditioning flares up and I'm in rage or whatever. Mm-hmm. If I've been practicing in that way, it seems like that makes for possibility of being more present when something is really calling me to not be present somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's what we practice is what we have. Just, you know, to keep practicing that which we wish to have in our lives, and you know, and who knows whether mm-hmm. it will or not, but it seems like better mm-hmm. possibility that when the quote really big stuff happens mm-hmm. in life, there will be an ability to meet it with a little more mm-hmm. of that which we have been practicing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's kind of what I experienced when I recently was taking care of my mom before she died. That whole situation was very intense, and I experienced in that a person who was able to be there.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of stuff that wasn't really fun to be with, but I was able to do it, it felt like I was, whatever. And that just really, I could tell, I mean, I have, even after that, ego tries to make me feel guilty about certain things during that time, make me feel bad, like I didn't do enough or something. But I know that if I hadn't been as present as I was, it would be just torturing me. And so it just seems like just trying to be here is the best thing to do.
Yeah. just being here and really giving it our best.
Yeah.
So that when later conditioning wants to torture us about not doing the best or not, just know that we did.
Yeah, and the whole thing about just being here in kindness and caring seems to me, if I say big words like love and compassion, it can seem like more than I can do or something, but if I say, can I be kind? Can I be caring? Can I care about these dishes I'm washing right now? Can I appreciate that I have them? Yeah. That sort of thing just brings daily life into a kind of a sacredness that feels so lovely.
It feels so good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And just, you know, we just know when we do that, that's the place to live.
It's so totally that is, yeah. Doesn't need to be special, doesn't need to be big, doesn't need to be saving the world, it's just caring.
Love that.
Me too.
It just needs to be kind and caring. And, you know, when we see that that's not happening, you know, we be kind and caring with that too.
Absolutely.
And
keep
stepping
back in and kindness and caring.
Yeah, thank you for letting me see that. And and I'm going to finish this one, David, over here, and then I'll move.
Well, this is a great, really great conversation. I didn't realize that I was, I think I'm looking at the exact same stuff, but I didn't realize that until people started talking.
The benefit of sangha.
Yeah, really, really. So something, I want to say this quickly before it leaves, because something dropped in about, there was a bit in the conversation about kind of, are we committing really 100% to the content? Or, you know, that place? And when I heard that, I had never thought about this before, when I heard that, what dropped in was, it took me back to my experience, actually, of this past week and in my life in the past. And that is, it feels to me like, from an experiential place, the commitment is 100% to the content. And as soon as that happens, the content evaporates. Mm-hmm. And I'm left with the process of being committed.
Mm-hmm. So in your commitment to the content, the content evaporates, and then you see that you're really 100% present to the process.
Yeah, it's that which, it's like where it's coming from.
Where the commitment is coming from.
Yeah, the space from which, you know, the label I would give it would be commitment, but it's actually an orientation or a space. It's like that Bruce Lee quote from a couple of weeks ago or whenever it was, that, you know, kind of that like intense focus.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at that because, you know, I was doing a project this week, and there's also, you know, what I do when I'm not on property in the evenings, which is to go for walks, and I could really relate to that place of just kind of looking at the trees and, you know, basically being in utter silence where the mind ceases and there's just here, like your shirt says, this here now. And recognizing that that too is content in a way, that that's the, you know, whatever, you know, that the physical form is doing in that moment, that is the content that is being engaged in. And then what was coming in was that place of like, it's like 100% commitment to that moment. And that moment is kind of occupied on a physical level by a certain set of content, it feels like. And so, I don't know, that was all just kind of dropping in. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. So if I get what you're saying, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
There's an energy, or there's a commitment. There's a presence.
Yeah.
There, and it's actually beyond all the content. Mm-hmm. Even though you can see yourself. I mean, there's the experience of this person walking through the trees, but there's this, or wherever it is, just in your evening walk. But there is 100% presence, or...
Yeah. As you're saying this, what's coming in is it's like going through the content.
Going through the
content. So starting in a certain place, on a circle, if you will, this is what's coming in right now. starting at a certain place, which is kind of a place of presence. Uh-huh. And then that presence gets directed towards, with an intense focus, towards whatever content is present in that moment. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, it feels like my experience is that there's a movement that is so with that, that it actually goes through the content and circles mm-hmm. back around mm-hmm. to the original presence. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I don't know if that makes sense, but that feels like those are the words that can yeah. describe yeah. what that is like uh-huh. for me. Uh-huh. So anyway, that was coming in. But in terms of like the overall discussion, kind of what I was sitting with was I really enjoyed, there was a mentoring exercise the last few days here, and I hadn't really thought about, you know, kind of the relationship with the mentor. And then this morning on the drive on the way in, what I realized was that, because I was having a conversation with the mentor, and what I realized was that same place of being 100% committed, that in some ways I've asked the monastery to be a placeholder for that for me this past little while. What I was talking to the mentor was that I feel like when the monastery is not in that role, when something quote-unquote external is not being kind of a placeholder in that role, that seems to be like the highest goal for, and I was viewing it actually through the Anyatite Nine, which is kind of a self-neglecting Anyatite, that seems to be the kind of fundamental goal in a way. And it's like being able to be that for this being mm-hmm. outside of the times. So for example, I was looking at it, I was like, well, what are the qualities and characteristics that, you know, kind of the monastery holds, if you will, quote unquote. And it was kind of this, like, there's a structure, and there's accountability, and there's a certain environment, and, you know, emotional, physical, mental, spiritual kind of dynamics are getting nurtured and held and explored. And there's a place of care, and goodness is always pointed at. There's an encouragement to go beyond that which conditioning sees us as. You know, there's all these kind of qualities and characteristics. And what was really, the conversation I was having with the mentor was, it's like, that, to me, it feels like the place that I'm looking at with this is, that's the next edge. That's the place. Mm-hmm. It's like, I want to be the leader that I would want to follow. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be the captain of my own ship, mm-hmm. with and the way it was coming in, it's kind of cheesy, but with the winds of life in my sails. Mm-hmm. So it's not a place of the ego. It's not like a me who is going to like set up my life and mm-hmm. I'm going to make the structure. Mm-hmm. It really fundamentally has nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. I actually tried that for many years. It doesn't work. And so it really spoke to that place of, to me, I hadn't seen it from like the procrastination or, you know, kind of putting in the time so long as it's required, but then when there's free time, I'll kick back now, you know, maybe I'll, you know, just zone out or whatever. So, I'm not sure where I'm about this.
Would you say that you're looking at, you started out by saying that you're looking at your relationship with the mentor? Mm-hmm. And that looking at how that relationship can grow and provide you with that same kind of structure that you now tend to put out.
Yes.
On an external.
Yeah.
And how that would enable you to, you know, kind of sail your own ship, so to speak, or, you know, to have that kind of
exactly.
deep connection with the mentor that...
With life.
With life.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I picked the thread back up. Yeah, it's that exactly. Mm-hmm. It's that exactly. And what I saw with it that was so fascinating was, so having that, you know, kind of interaction with the mentor, recognizing all of the, you know, I don't know all, but a lot of the ways in which conditioning, you know, the ego process would otherwise talk the human being out of it mm-hmm. through conditioned behaviors and, you know, all that stuff. But then having that conversation this morning, which was completely different than how I used to kind of view the mentor, if you will, it was like having a conversation with life, truly. Mm-hmm. And then as I sat here on the cushion this morning in meditation, it was like this vast openness started happening, where there's all these things that it was like, well, you know, you could offer that, or that would be something you could attend to, you know, like, and it wasn't being driven from a place of like a need, or to be validated, or to prove any worth. It was just a, it was like the human spirit is 100% committed. Life will meet it halfway. And it felt like that was what it was. So all of these things were being flooded in. And they were all actually of service, interestingly. They weren't kind of things that I would get something out of in the ego sense. And so there, and, but it was that. It feels like, yeah, I don't know. It's all just kind of
opportunities are arising. Opportunities arising that maybe it would not be available if it was just all coming from the ego, like, you
totally.
Know, what can I do, what can I get?
Yes.
But to just be in that spaciousness and to have things arise that, you know,
mm-hmm.
out of the mystery.
Yeah, out of the mystery, exactly, exactly. And to just be able, I mean, gosh, it was fascinating because there are things that would never occur to I. You know, they would never occur to I to do because they're not things that, as you said, would kind of give the I kind of what it's looking for.
Yeah.
You know, it, and so to open to that, it's just very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that I don't need to kind of do anything about that mm-hmm. or act upon it. You know, we have, you know, great channels to write in and say this dropped in, you know, mm-hmm. kind of, there's a lot. So, but just to see that on a process level, that you know, life is, it feels like at least, that life is always there meeting us exactly,
mm-hmm.
you know, for what's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So.
And what is just arriving is it's that ever-expanding faith, too. You know,
mm-hmm.
it gives strength to that faith, you know, as you watch and receive
mm-hmm.
what life is offering. And,
yeah. So expansive.
Yeah.
So expansive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I really relate to everything everyone said, and I spend a fair amount of time on the other side of the duality of that being driven place
uh-huh.
of, you know, gotta be fast all day long to do stuff. And I look at that a lot. Of course, interestingly, then I'll get tortured by the other side, right? I mean, look at you. All you do is just do stuff, you know? But what's interesting is that it truly is just the other side of the duality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really, that thing is interesting to me, too, about giving it everything we've got sort of place. And words that come up for me around that are excellence and mastery.
Mm-hmm.
And places that to me have always evoked a great deal of inspiration and I'm remembering this thing Sherry said once in a conversation we were all having, but I'm not sure I can say it accurately enough to, I don't want to terribly misquote it, but just that sense of, you know, kind of piddling through is never going to, we're never going to hit bliss.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're never going to hit bliss, and it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I was really seeing in the conversation, because again, I look at this a ton for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But that place of, you know, we were joking a while back of you wake up in the morning, you do a bunch of stuff, and then you go to bed
mm-hmm.
at night.
Yeah.
And what I've been practicing with, to the best of my ability, is not being someone who has an idea of what the stuff in between is going to be.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Do you know?
Yeah. Yeah, not waking up with a whole list of things to do and being the person that knows what's good, you know, this
yeah.
is, it's going to happen just like I
yeah.
have laid out today. And I love that about just being in a place of practicing excellence and mastery.
Yeah.
You know, and we all know what it, we just all know
yeah.
when we're doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just...
And it truly, truly, I mean, it sounds trite, it can, but... It truly is any content.
Yeah, yeah.
And that there's this place of, so I claimed my hermitage this morning, and I really realized that, you know, I mean, this could be a little bit of the voices, but for the most part, I cleaned it for me, not for the hermitage. Because I really wanted it clean.
Yeah.
I really wanted it, I love that feeling,
yeah.
you know, of like, ah, yes, dirt, you know, yeah. And like, it's hard to say, Sadie was out like rolling around and the stuff, and she looks at me like on the porch, I'm like, no, you're, at least for several hours, you are not coming in here. You know, just, I made this clean. And it's not that there's anything wrong with that,
right.
you know, especially if there can be sort of a playfulness in seeing that process.
Yeah, and you know, maybe... Somebody really, you know, for
just
a person
loves
who just loves it clean,
yeah.
you know, it's like,
yep.
okay.
Yeah. And I do think there's something to see in that of, because from that place, check, it's off the list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really different from
mm-hmm. yeah.
being in, mastering the moment,
mm-hmm.
being completely being with, giving everything I've got to whatever there is.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I know.
Yeah.
yeah.
You're right.
Well,
there.
I mean, I just think of, you know, occasionally, like, I've seen the guy just the smallest thing.
Yeah.
He's exactly. just moved this thing from there to there.
And exactly.
I can see it.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
someplace in me knows
yeah.
that place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that was mastery. That was
yeah.
that was 100% reverence and attention.
Exactly.
And it wasn't a big thing.
Yeah. And I'm right there, you know, I can picture it too, and like walking, you know, together with the guy somewhere, like we're headed somewhere and we're in conversation. And it's like, everything stops. But it's not like a big energetic, it's just a stop,
mm-hmm.
move the thing,
yeah.
on we go,
yeah.
you know? Mm-hmm. And that's it, I watch it with myself all the time, and actually these transitions are incredibly helpful from just like, straight at, you know, retreat, 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 retreat. And like, it's really, I've talked about this before, it's really clear what the priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways that makes it less challenging for this person
mm-hmm.
at least. Because it's like, I notice it, the office is a disaster area. I mean, just like, oh, wow, this is amazing, you know. But I actually practice with, well, that's fine. That's completely appropriate with what's going on. I mean, I'm not in the office,
mm-hmm.
ever. I'm only in there to dump the little pieces of paper that I've written trillions of notes for when the retreat ends, don't forget this, don't forget that, and I just put them in a pile. And I know when the time comes, we'll attend to them. And there's something about that that feels very appropriate. And like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, maybe it's a, well, yeah, I don't know, I was gonna say maybe it's a story that I could say, but not really. I mean, there was a time where I would have stayed at the end of the evening,
yeah.
and I would have done this and that and that and that, and it's way too important to me now to, like, I can actually feel life's priorities.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's the end of the evening, we're going to go home and be quiet.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the act of reverence.
It is.
You know, whereas to stay.
Yeah, exactly.
And push
through.
And get through.
Some idea
this.
Of, like,
yeah.
so that I can feel, you know, I'll come to a clean office in the morning and I'll,
and it's going to change my life and I'll never get dirty again. And,
yeah.
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 Yeah. But
yeah.
So, I don't know, just it was in the conversation what I was seeing is it feels like there's a way in which we can be led to what is that 100% in this moment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the thing to be attended to here? Because
yeah.
it's not a, yeah, I guess for me what it is that they're two really different places. There's an I in charge of all of it, and for me, it's the the I who's trying to figure out, like, okay, well, I gotta get this really well done, like really perfectly, really, you know, da 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 da, and then I'll get to feel a certain way, and I'll get to, you know, all those things. But it's basically all for the I. Or I don't feel like it. I don't really want to do that right now. You know, I could really relate to that. Let me just do the what I have to do, and then it's done, so that I can go feel how I want to feel, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that place of, you know, whatever life's calling for, whether it's sitting on the porch and seeing the trees, or, you know, I think I'm going home, but it turns out, oh, we forgot as a community to blah 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 tonight.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now instead. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, to just be open to it all comes back to being present to each moment and seeing what life drops in and to you know, approach that in that spirit of yes, thank you, excellence, and, you know,
and reverence was such reverence. That word that you used, that's such a good word. I've really been, you know, living life for life.
Yeah.
Living life for life.
Yeah.
The reverence of that, because that feels like that guides us to what is that place, that middle way, where it's not about, you know, whether we live on the side of the duality of like, let me just do the bare minimum to whatever, or let me just push to really, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's the exact same ego eye process.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Living life for life is better for the ego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. Rebecca.
Well, my version of what's all been talked about is very similar. I mean, that's rich stuff. But what's coming up for me is that there's, you know, this month, the gold, the stickies and everything, I kind of put the whole list away and I have only one focus. The one focus for July is to look to life for guidance in everything. And so at the end of the day, that's all I'm reviewing is like, okay, so where was that? Was there, and watching throughout the day for those moments of when I'm really looking to life. And it feels like that's what we're, a lot of what we're talking about, at least what I'm seeing anyway, is that being so tuned in to what life is prompting. It really is like walking, it's feeling like to me anyway, like walking through each and every moment with just this lover, best friend, guide, partner.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I took a long walk this morning, and when I got back, I was all prepared to, I was walking up to my hermitage, I was all prepared to go, you know, grab the broom and go get those massive amounts of cobwebs out of the outhouse that are like about to hem me in, you know, and because that needed to be done. And I just heard this prompting, no, let's stretch now while we're after the walk, you know, let's stretch now. So I was reaching for the broom and heard that, and then I just like, no, went and laid on my yoga mat and did some yoga. And, you know, and maybe I'll get to the outhouse this afternoon, I don't know, but probably. Because it does feel like it's something that has come up. It just wasn't that right moment. And it feels like that's the way it all is. Because, you know, even just today as I was sitting, there were projects like, you know, screens for windows and curtains and things that would serve me and the home and the house and the hermitage. And they've been up for months. Going on like a year, actually, and they, you know, but it feels like my role in this is to attend to the prompting of that of life, that life friend in that moment, and probably, you know, to be real honest, a lot of the reason why those things haven't happened is that I haven't been attending. I, you know, it's sort of some failures on my part to really attend to that, and so okay, I can see, accept, and embrace, and let go of that, and realize, okay, well, starting now, let's see.
Yeah. It's kind of just what was pointing to in the earlier conversation about waking up in the morning and not having an idea where things are, where life is going to request our attention and energy.
Exactly.
You know, as an example of this, the stretching.
Yeah.
You know, because the I would have had a to-do list this morning. Of,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Sunday morning is cleaning hermitage time. Yeah. But actually it dropped in and no, let's take a long walk before it gets too hot. You know, that was what was dropping in. So it was real revolutionary for me to take a walk before I clean, you know. That focus is what's enabling me to do too. Just having that single focus of I'm waking up with my friend every morning, that's what I'm doing.
And practicing that and watching that focus deepen with practice.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that's exciting and heartening for all of us, you know, to know.
Thank you for saying it really is exciting. It's like, this really is fun. Seeing the face of the beloved as the quote card says, every day. And the sneaky conditioning part that comes in around procrastination and all that. So the story that can come between me and my friend Blasi is, I've prepared a lot of houses to sell in my life, you know, that I've lived in, and how you get it all spruced up and get everything you want when you want to put it on the market. And then you think, why haven't I done this? It's so much better than a house like this. And every time I vow that I'm going to do that in my next house, and I never do. Because even like with this one, like there's still unfinished wood and things that I need to be. And it's like, I think that that's a story that, why don't I do this? It's just a story conditioning uses. To to make something wrong,
The energy suck.
It is an energy suck. It takes that really good feeling and sucks it all into the next time I'm gonna.
That should really be good if I only just got that woodwork.
It's so tempting because there is that. Oh, this feels so good to have it clean and finished and. So it really, that there is that good feeling that it sort of exploits and, horns in on and, it is that. And so, again, it just kind of goes back to that focus of, instead of turning to, that,
focus on the attention.
That was all very helpful. So now I've got this other story. Let's see. It's something like, and it's a different kind of story, it's something like, that someone sort of touched on it. Am I practicing hard enough that when the hammer comes down, the big things hit, I'm going to be okay? And I'll start worrying about it a little bit and the judgment, the doubt about how it will kick in. And it happened this morning when I was stretching after my long walk. And I'm familiar with it, and it kicks in pretty often. And this morning I heard this little voice saying, well, if right now is any indication, no, you're not. So that was really helpful.
right now, if any indication,
no, you're not.
You've got to be ready.
What you're doing so, internally right now is indicative.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And it's purely and simply it's no. Yeah, and I felt that as coming from the mentor.
Uh-huh.
You know, it wasn't me. Mm-hmm. It was, or sarcastic. It was basically the way to, if you want to be okay, then be okay now.
So the mentor came in to remind you that whatever it is that you wish to have at some future, now is the time to practice that and be that. And it came in with not, and it sounds like in a kind way.
Yeah.
And I'm coming back to kindness what was the other word that we were using earlier?
Caring.
Yeah, to just come back to that.
Yeah, that was really helpful too, about kindness and caring seem a little more doable than unconditional love.
That's right.
Moment by moment. What do I do with this piece of paper? Is this trash or shall I recycle it?
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just gives us an opportunity too to, it's like, I don't know, so Geiger counter or something, like kindness and caring, kindness, you know, and, oh yeah, that's it, you know, to just keep checking out what that is, because, we know where that is, and sometimes it just gets overridden, but to just keep coming back and checking in, and coming back to that place. Any more?
It's something that just occurred to me is that I've had trouble kind of knowing what voice is the mentor, because I hear other people, I hear other people say the kinds of things their mentor says to them, and my mentor doesn't talk like that. My mentor is a little more, I don't know, plain spoken, I suppose. And I love it.
Just like what you mentioned earlier. You know, and that's the beautiful thing about the mentor. It just speaks to us exactly in a way that works for us. Susan.
And one little thing I saw. I think I'm going to use kindness and excellence.
Kindness and
excellence. Because kindness is good for the one part of me that drives and can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And excellence is good for me for the part that procrastinates. And says, I could really relate to the door thing. I mean, I'll get something done and I'll say, oh, that's good enough. Duct tape it or whatever. So I think I'll use excellence for her. You know, stay with it. You know, we're just going for getting, completing this task.
Uh-huh. And in a way, that's kindness for her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Although if I use the word kindness, she'd say, yeah, this is kind, because then I can go lay on the couch play with the dog or pet the cats. I mean, I like all of those things, but I don't know. When somebody was talking, I was thinking those two words about, I'm going to try them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind I use a lot, because I fall on the drive myself and others. You know? Well, I mean, you wouldn't walk into my house and say it's clean, believe me, ever. But it seems like I'm definitely a don't ever sit down and resent those around me who are.
There may be that same belief of keep doing all day long.
Absolutely. Keep doing all day long. But I do care right now, big focus is kind.
Uh-huh.
Kind and present.
Yeah.
So I'm going to add excellence, because there is a, it's okay to attend to things till they're done.
And indeed, those two
parts do, that duality, they don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
They know how to flip between each other, drive, oh, that's good enough, and flip it,
mm-hmm.
I'm too tired, I'm going to bed, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a balance
mm-hmm.
when I'm following those characters.
And indeed, a day that's where the focus is kindness and excellence. And that's, a person is moving through the day following those.
Yeah, I think I'll be better able to hear my
God,
whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try it.
If it doesn't work, like Sherry always says, you can always go back there. That drive, and see what you do.
See how that works.
Yeah. You get to choose.